And in sport, Human Rights Watch says FIFA should stage a minute's silence before the World Cup final for the two people shot dead by US immigration agents this month. A Colombian man was killed in Maine on Monday, while a Mexican man was killed in Houston last week, both during traffic stops as part of President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. Advocates have raised a number of concerns about other human rights issues during the World Cup, including the lack of affordable ticket prices, the exclusion of people with disabilities, and the denial of visas to travel for matches. Lily Dong LaRosengard from the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association says members of the LGBTIQ plus community have also encountered barriers in accessing World Cup games.
The central test of whether LGBTI people could safely travel, attend matches, work, volunteer, report, gather, protest peacefully, and return home without fear is the central test for this World Cup, and sadly, this has not been the case.